This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always a pleasure to have you involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, it's really simple. Not that hard. If you do want to be involved in the conversation, there's a million ways to do it. You can call me. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or head up to the website, therealside.com, where there's a live chat room going on. And again, as I keep telling you, there are smarter people than I in that chat room. And I mean that. There are smarter people than I in that chat room. The CEO of Target. He has decided to stands by the transgender bathroom decision. And he offers an option to his customers. Brian Cornell is his name. And he responded on Wednesday to a backlash that the retailer has received in response to its new transgender bathroom policy. He basically said, go to Kohl's. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure he would have loved to. Would have gotten him out of a lot of hot water, at least in his mind. Not so true. But he, God bless America. He, over 1.2 million people to date have signed a petition pledging to boycott until the policy has changed. Since Target's policy was announced April 19th, the company's stock has dropped approximately 10%. Or, you ready for this? $4.5 billion in market value. I certainly recognize the stance we took, which, by the way, is similar to many of our retail peers, and they've received quite a bit of feedback. And as a company, we're constantly listening, so we listen to our guests. We listen to our team members. Yeah, and you know what the team members said. Now, while the CEO stood by his company's choice, he said the store will take action in an effort to address the safety concerns raised by the sponsors of the petition, the American Family Association, and others. Now, the vast majority of the stores are at, let me see what this says. But what's been lost in this story is the vast majority of our stores, actually over 1,400 of our stores, already have family restrooms. And we're committed over the next few months to ensure that every one of our stores has this option. Let's see if I can play this thing. That would be cool. That would be too easy. Yeah, guess not. Okay. Anyhow, he goes on to say that Target has approximately 1,700 locations. What Cornell did not say is that the male and female restrooms would go back to being exclusively for that biological gender. Target's solution, therefore, is that if a customer is uncomfortable with the potentially having a person of different sex in the restroom, choose the family restroom. In other words, we have to be put out. It's fine. No, it's okay. You always put out everybody else. Now, given family restrooms only accommodate one customer at a time, that could be a problem now, couldn't it? Which really, what's funny about this is that if you look at the percentages, most of the time, the transgender person is the one out of every 100 people that walk in there, 50, 100, whatever. So they won't have to use the family restroom. No, no, no. They get to use the other one where 18 of the 20 people going in there are going to be uncomfortable. And, yeah, I get it. There's no way to know. It's not like the guy's in there waving his hand going, transgender in the cubicle or whatever, urinal or, well, okay, yeah, there you go. By the way, I don't know. Do they know that there's no urinals in the women's room? Yeah, whatever. Now, as reported by Western Journalism, the AFA was to meet with Target executives and has offered that if the retailer wants to address its safety concerns, a solution would be provided. Unisex bathrooms. Presumably, the family restroom would fit that bill. In addition, the standard male-female ones, transgender people who make up less than half of 1%, see, I was giving them more credit than that, would then have that option if they're not comfortable using the restroom that corresponds to their biological gender. Cornell summed up his company's view concerning the controversy. So we took a stance. We're going to continue to embrace our beliefs in diversity and inclusiveness. But we're also going to make sure that our focus on safety is unwavering. However, that unwavering commitment to safety will not include changing the bathroom policy. I would say then keep it up. Don't give them the satisfaction. Just keep it up. Right? No, sir, look it. Again, I'm not saying we do nothing. That's not the comment here, and you know it. If you want to make it that, if you really want to sound that ignorant, prove yourself to be that ignorant, then go ahead and say that. But that's not what I'm saying here at all. You've got bathrooms that are built for the masses. You've got bathrooms built to take 10, 12, 15 people at once. And you're going to switch it around. You're going to accommodate the one that comes in every 3.5 hours. That's what you're going to do. I don't know who that sounds good to or who that makes sense to. I'll put it that way. Yeah, don't go far. We got a lot coming up tonight. A lot of information tonight. Again, you guys have sent me a bunch of stories. I do appreciate it so much. And I love it when you send me this much stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute. You are listening on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me see George Norrie at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I'll give you a minute to get back in your chair. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation. I couldn't get that out of my mouth. Conversation 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I got to tell you something. The stories you guys send me are great. Now, if you send them to me late, highlight them. You know, highlight what you're looking for me to talk about. Right? That way there, I don't have to go reading the whole thing and try to figure out what it is you're trying to sell me. Anyhow, again, always a pleasure to be on board with you. Always a pleasure. And I do enjoy the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Michael Housen will join us in the third hour, as he does every week. And I always enjoy him when he's on the show. I have a good time with him on here. We don't always come at things the same way, but hey, we still leave as friends. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, come on, get. Will you close and get out of my way? Thank you. God bless. I hate computers. Did I ever tell you guys how much I hate computers? I hate computers. Anyway, I was gonna change it up after the break, wasn't I? Well, here you go. So I think I told you guys, I did an interview last week with someone, and on the interview, the person brought up all kinds of stuff. And they know how I feel about, you know, the gay and lesbian lifestyle and same-sex marriage and all that. And one of the things they brought up was, why wouldn't you, what is your problem with, there's a law in California that requires us to teach kids in high school, junior high and high school, about the accomplishments of the gay and lesbian community. The thing I don't understand is why we're just not teaching them. I mean, have you talked to any of these kids about history? It won't do any good. But why are we teaching them just about the gay and lesbian community? Why aren't we teaching them about all? Why aren't our history books built in such a fashion where we don't have to have a Black History Month and a German History Time and an Irish History Time and an Italian? I mean, why do we have to have all these things? Why don't we just teach them history, period? So when the fellow said to me something along the lines of, you know, so you don't want them to have a role model, and he talked about Harvey Milk Day, and I said, well, why would you have a Harvey Milk Day? I mean, Harvey Milk was playing around with a 16-year-old. He'd be in jail. Well, no, not today because he's gay. But if I fooled around with a 16-year-old girl, I'd be in jail. Now, wouldn't I? So why are you holding him up in such high esteem? Because I think he was the first openly gay elected official in San Francisco. Okay. That's the only reason. Now, why wouldn't you have something a little less Harvey Milk, a little more generic in that light, right? And if you have to honor a gay or lesbian a person in the name of the day, if you would, what about Ellen DeGeneres? I don't follow her that much, but I've read she does some wonderful things for people as a whole. I don't think she's sleeping with 16-year-old girls or 15-year-old girls or whatever. Not last I checked. So why do we have to go down the road? And this is what I'm saying. Part of the pushback is, my God, figure this out before you start shoving it down our throat, so to speak. Harvey Milk, yeah. Let's give them, those kids that want that truly want a role model, right? Let's give them one of the worst role models they could possibly have. Not somebody who's doing good for society. Just because one comes out of the closet, so to speak, or the terminology used at the time, doesn't make him a hero. What's the history around him? What has he done? Now, in Orange County, a Board of Education, Orange County, California, the Board of Education was divided on the Harvey Milk resolution. And it claimed that there were anti-LGBTQ comments. And again, this is what I told you earlier, where they try to scare you. They try fear-mongering on you. Yeah, they say it about me, so I love saying it back to them. Now, the Board of Education in Orange County, they had a heated conversation. I like to call them spirited. The board easily supported adopting a resolution recognizing Memorial Day, but was unable to vote on a resolution honoring the late San Francisco supervisor Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in California. The board member John Bettle opposed the resolution, stating that he would rather be supporting something less Harvey Milkish and more general resolution honoring human dignity. The resolution was proposed by the board member David Boyd, who was bitterly disappointed after the resolution was shut down. He fears the Orange County Board of Education might be perceived as a very anti-gay board. Well, that's because that's what he wants you to think. That's because he wants to instill fear in your mind and in your heart. His fear comes not only from the dismissal of the Harvey Milk resolution, but from an anti-gay comment that his fellow board member and current board president Robert Hammond made In an email in 2014, Boyd put out a press release last month saying that he would ask for an investigation around the board president's conduct after he referred to gays as sodomites. In an email he told an employee, "I hope you don't mind, but I plan on asking you about your sexual orientation publicly during our next board meeting." Now, here's the thing. This goes back to what happened in the LA Times. Now, let's be clear, because people like to use this stuff and say Joe did it. I didn't do this. And this was the president and a board member of an Orange County Board of Education. Right? The Bible uses the word sodomite. So now you can't repeat anything in the Bible. So if you can't repeat things that offend someone out of the Bible, what about the Quran? Are we okay with that? It's like the LA teacher that's being investigated for hate crimes because she said God only created two genders, as the Bible clearly states he only created two. Now, unfortunately, Boyd did not get a chance to ask for an investigation as the matter was moved from the afternoon to the morning session agenda. He did not arrive to the meeting in time to move the item forward. Hammond did not comment on his sodomite remark, except to say there are people, particularly on the religious right, who feel it is an appropriate term. Members of the community had a different view on the matter, however. One parent said that the Orange County is a world-class county with narrow-minded leadership. See, again, trying to instill fear, trying to make them feel bad. Right? Another parent applauded the shutdown of the resolution, calling Harvey Milk a promiscuous sexual predator. Now think about that. So you have the people in the audience that are divided. So why shouldn't the supervisors, the Board of Education, what have you? Yeah, well, there you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Seriously, don't go far. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are confused on which way to go, I tell you.
Reading some emails during the break. And I just, you know what? Yes, I'm a conservative. I belong to the Republican Party. Yeah. You guys have got to stop, though. This continual, constant pounding on Trump isn't doing anything for us. He's all we have now. So what do? You think you're going to get behind a third party?
Yes. Hello, President Clinton.
I mean, come on. Seriously. You think that beating the crap out of him is going to make it any easier for somebody else coming in? It's not right. So seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend writing to me. But here's the deal. Don't tell me how we can't vote for Trump under any circumstances, because I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. Who are you going to vote for? Who's next in line? Who got as many votes as he did? All right, you know, do you know what I'm saying here? I'm reading these, and they're just making me crazy. Because you're not paying attention. Yes, you heard me. You're not paying attention to what's going on around you. This doesn't work. It doesn't fix anything. Okay, where was I? God, I lost my place. Which is not new for me, because you know, I get on these rants and I start reading your stuff, and then you guys send me into orbit. And then I'm really dead then, aren't I? Because I don't know where to go from there. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. All right, let's get to some news here, because this is just making me nuts. The Disney. So let's see what you're willing to give up. Remember that our founding fathers were willing to give up their lives, their properties, their families. Right? I mean, what were they willing to do to make sure that you have freedom? that we didn't live in a democracy, that we lived in a republic, that we didn't live under a king, right? We lived in the under a republic, that we live in a way that we want the people to govern, right? So that we have equal rights, really equal rights. Are you ready to give up Disney? I'm asking. Are you ready to give up Disney? And the reason I say that is, you know, for years, if you've been watching the Disney Channel, if you've been paying attention to what your kids are watching, and I always come at this from a different angle. My angle is this. I'll decide when my children are ready to learn about the LGBTQ lifestyle, not you, Disney, or anybody else, the school district, nobody. Nobody has a right to teach my children anything other than reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's it. I'll deal with the moral values. I'll fix the history lessons you screw up. Are you ready for a gay Disney princess? We're a heck of a lot closer than you think, people. Now, for viewers of the animated Disney hit Zootopia, now, my children are all grown up and gone. So we don't sit down in front of the TV and watch this. But even when they were younger, we would sit down. I would check things out before I allowed them to watch anything. Does it fit with my moral standards? Is it fit with what I'm teaching them? Does it help or hurt them? Does it cause confusion? So it's been a bit of a guessing game. And in an early scene, Rookie Rabbit, police officer, Judy moves in into her new apartment and meets her new neighbors, Bucky and Pronk. Yeah, I know. I'm doing cartoons. What can I tell you? They're both antelopes, both men who live together and biker like. And they bicker like a married couple. But were they? I mean, if you see it, it almost appears that way. And listen, I've seen the old guys bicker on the Muppets. I can't think of their names. And there's no hint there of any kind of different lifestyle, if you would. They're just bigger than like two old guys sitting on a porch. Now, while gay and lesbian characters are standard players in movies and TV shows for adults, they're not that standard. They're not that prominent in children's videos or children's movies or children's cartoons. Now, last week, a campaign to change this caught fire on Twitter under the hashtag #GiveElsaAGirlfriend. Why can't Elsa have a boyfriend? Why can't that be? Now, a plea to Disney to make one half of its beloved princess duo lesbian in the forthcoming sequel of its 2013 animated blockbuster, Frozen. A kid's movie may seem like the last place to be talking about sex, but we have to do that. Don't you understand? You got to do it while they're kids. I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's Z-Zizer, male, female, LGBTQ, rich people bad, poor people good, capitalism bad, socialism good. All that stuff you got to do while they're young. Now, but advocates note that it's almost every gaudy princess film or action-packed superhero cartoon, there are relationships. Moms, dads, aunts, uncles, princesses, and princes. So, thus far, they feel, the other community, LGBTQ community, feels that these movies, these cartoons, these videos, they enforce traditional standards. And we can't have that. We can't even make traditional standards look good, right? Or look acceptable, or look normal, for that matter. Because who's to say what normal is? Haven't you seen those Walmart picture catalogs, or whatever they're called? A kid's movie, again, it's the last place we're talking about sex. Now, Disney and other giants of children's entertainment have evolved over the decades to reflect, the changing norms. whatever society says is normal, or a certain portion of society says is normal, Disney wants to jump on that bandwagon. You know, we're talking about the artsy-fartsy types, as I call them. Kind of like anything goes, as long as the movie's great, or as long as the art comes out well, you know, everything goes. Now, this is from including characters in many races to ditching the helpless damsels in distress. Right, they want to create a hero with two dads, or giving princesses a girlfriend. Good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, again, coming back to why can't things just play out? Now, Disney and other giants of children's entertainment are good with all of this. Now, some Disney fans argued on Twitter that it would be a huge help for them to see gay characters in movies when they were young, that they might have become more sensitive and accepting towards gay peers, or better able to grapple with their own sexuality. Now, here's the fun thing about this. Is that with everything or just sexuality? I mean, heck, you know, I watched Looney Tunes growing up. I'm much more open to beating the pulp out of people. You know, dropping those hammer things from high above, throwing people out of buildings, you know. No, seriously, whacking people in the head with hammers? I'm much open to all that after watching all the Looney Tunes cartoons. Aren't you? And really, I'm much disappointed when I became an adult and found out that not that cartoon characters, not only that were they not real, but that animals don't talk. Weren't you upset at that, too? You know, and the funny thing about it is, most, not all, but most, how often, you know, was the male and female thing made such a big deal of in cartoons? And relationships, dating, that kind of stuff. You know, what was it? The one I always joke about is Pepe Le Pew, right? He was always chasing the girl cat around or what have you. So studies have suggested that seeing gay characters in popular entertainment can decrease prejudice towards those groups. Of course they are. I want to know who did the studies. There's no doubt that kids seeing positively portrayed gay characters can have a significant effect that would contribute to such children's learning. We'll deal with more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's buttons.
Carried away. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe 855 732 5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Come on, I'll let you go. TheRealSide.com. This is where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on the website. And it's important that you engage and get involved. You know? Seriously. You need to get... When you get involved in these conversations, you get to hear the other people speak. You get to find out what it is... You get to hear other people speak, and you get to hear where they're coming from. How they're approaching some of these issues. And it will give you a whole new, I hope you're smart enough to understand and see that it'll give you a whole new perspective on things. Now we're talking about Disney, you know, possibly giving the Princess of Frozen, having her come out as gay and having a gay friend or lover or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. Now, the question I have is, so what if they're getting tweets or they're getting requests from a group, so she'll have a girlfriend. What if you get 10 times that she has a boyfriend? Which way would you go? What would you do? And this is why I said at the beginning, what are you willing to stand for? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to stop going to Target? Are you willing to stop stopping? Are you willing not to buy Disney items? Well, what are you willing to do? Right? Now the some of this is written on the Massachusetts, which is always crazy. Now, there's no doubt that the kids seeing positively portrayed gay characters could have a significant effect that would contribute to such children's learnings about the world and who is in it, said Edward Schiappa, a professor of comparative media studies at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But doing so is a risk for children's entertainment companies, who have a financial incentive to make movies that are widely acceptable and therefore as non-controversial as possible. But they won't do that because they're going to bow down to the pressure from the 1-3%. They're going to do it. It could be any little thing that'll set off a firestorm these days, said Lori Pearson, lead critic for The Kids in Mind, a nonpartisan, non-religious group that warns parents of potentially unsavory content in movies. Pearson points to a time in the mid-1990s when a rumor spread that The Little Mermaid, there was a suggestive bulge in the pants of a man officiating the wedding of Princess Ariel. Conservative groups called on parents to boycott not just the 1989 classic, but all Disney products. The bulge, of course, was nothing more than a cartoon character's knee. Now, this is where I said you want to be careful. Because sometimes we on the right, sometimes you conservative, sometimes you religious types, you go so far to the right, you do these knee-jerk things. And it's just not good. Now, especially with the advent of Twitter and places where information can travel quickly, if a certain group decides that something is in the content is unacceptable, it spreads like wildfire. And people will decide based on that information not to go see a movie. That will affect the box office and affect their pocketbook. When asked if Disney might include an explicitly gay character in a kid's film, the company responded that its brand has always been inclusive with stories that reflect acceptance and tolerance and celebrate the differences that make our characters uniquely wonderful in their own way. Disney remains committed to continuing to create characters that are accessible and relatable to all children. To date, Disney's only obvious instance of a same-sex relationship in children's entertainment came on a small screen in an episode of Disney Channel's Good Luck Charlie. One of Charlie's friends had two moms. The only explicitly gay character in the kids' movie came in Paranormal, an animated film from Aleika, an independent production company. That happened in 2012. It was nominated for Best Animated Feature, including a scene in which the character voiced by Anna Kendrick asked the bulky bro named Mitch on a date. Mitch responds by telling her, you're going to love my boyfriend. What do you think of that? That opens up a whole bunch of conversation at home, doesn't it? It's like when I used to watch the movies with my kids that were rated R. And a lot of times, you know, I would say, I don't have a, you know, they get crazy sometimes. Now, they'll rate a movie R because there's violence in it. You know, it's a war movie. It's rated R. No kidding. Really? I don't know any war that there's no violence in. So, I didn't always take the R rating as gospel truth when it came to watching movies with my kids. However, I think it's funny that when it came to the sexual stuff, it was a little different, right? And some of these movies, you know, with almost with a full-on naked sex scene, and they're rated R. Any of you wanted your kids, what is R, under 17, not admitted without a parent or guardian or something like that? It might have changed by now, too. But seriously, so what they're saying to you, now some of those movies weren't rated R, they were rated GP, or GP-14 or something along those lines. There was that sneaky little chasm there. And I was thinking, I don't want my 14-year-old seeing a sex scene, especially the, well, not especially, in just the fact that it hit you the minute the movie opened. Again, them telling me what was morally okay, them telling me it was okay for my children to see, that's wrong. I want control of my children. I want to be able to decide when my child sees certain body parts or can ask certain questions about what's going on. You don't have a right to push that. Look it. You don't want me to have a right to tell you who to be in the bedroom with. Stop telling me how to bring up my kids. Stop telling me what kind of moral values I should teach my children. It is none of your business. The writer goes on to say, I knew it was the first of its kind when I was writing it, said director Chris Butler, who is gay. I honestly don't think I'm worried much about it, but maybe I was a bit naive. Butler drew criticism from some conservative viewers that he had essentially tricked the audience into liking Mitch before revealing he was gay. Now, he says the intention was to have every character in the film subvert stereotypes. The bully turns out to be weak. Well, that's not a stereotype. That we've always known that. The mean cheerleader becomes loving. The jock is revealed as proudly gay. Plus, he noted, the goofy horror story was meant to pay homage to an old Scooby-Doo cartoon. And Mitch was a member of the gang most like Scooby-Doo's Fred. Now, of course, Fred was gay, Butler said. Really? And what's his reasoning? Because anyone who wears white cashmere sweaters and little neckerchiefs is probably not as interested in Daphne as you think. Oh, God. You know, and this has been going on forever. Right? I not as a kid, but later on, as I got a little older later on, pop culture geeks, they've been screaming about this for years, or talking about it for years, which cartoon characters were gay, sort of gay, kind of gay, gave off a gay vibe. Right? At one point, they called Bugs Bunny cross-dressing. That high-pitched voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, that's got some meaning behind it, right? What about the best friend roommates, Bert and Ernie? Now, Sesame Street even at some point had to put out, this got so crazy they had to put out a message that Bert and Ernie were not gay, just friends. And by the way, they were nothing to speak of because they were puppets. Now, traditionally in shows meant for kids, even the characters whom their writers intend to be gay almost never come out and say so. Again, I'm going to go right back to, stop telling me how to raise my children. Stop telling me what they should see and when they should see it. Let me decide that. They're my kids. Right? And if you think that's child abuse, then you need to go get some help. You really do. You need to go get some help. Because not everything that is acceptable is good. Every child is... If I am so tired of hearing you hypocrites on the left talk about how we need different educational processes because not every kid learns the same way. Right? But when it comes to this kind of stuff, no, they all have to learn the same way, the way you say they have to learn. That's hypocritical. That's wrong. That's you dictating, not wanting to work with me. That's simply you dictating. Hey, Michael Hausman joins us in the next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun with him. I usually do anyhow. You're listening to The Real Side on GSN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Hey, check out the show. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there. But if you head over there, you can find out so much more about me, the show, the writers. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.